I think the poem comes down to, at least for these speakers, brutality and whether or not you want to live at the absolute pitch of life or not. You know, whether you settle for the ordinary light, that is what I would call most people's lives, or whether you push for radiance at whatever cost. They like it the harder it is, the harder the waves are beating against them, and they experience this kind of brutality until that's how they like it, until they're willing to see pleasure in something like, I'll break your heart, break mine. Because most people would say, well, I'd rather not have my heart broken. I don't know. I'm one of those who thinks it's kind of nice to have your heart routinely broken so you don't get out of practice. Then you really feel the world. Radiance versus ordinary light. Meanwhile, the sea moves uneasily, like a man who suspects what the room reels with as he rises into it is violation, his own. He touches the bruises at each shoulder and on his chest, the larger bruise, star-shaped, a flawed star or hand, though he remembers no hands, has tried, can't remember. That kind of rhythm to it. Even to the roughest surf, there's a rhythm findable, which is why we keep coming here, to find it, or that's what we say. We dive in, and, as usual, the swimming feels like that swimming the mind does in the wake of transgression, how the instinct to panic at first slackens that much more quickly if you don't look back. Regret, like pity, changes nothing, really, we say to ourselves and, less often, to each other, each time swimming a bit farther, leaving the shore the way the water, in its own watered, of course, version of semaphore, keeps leaving the subject out, flashing, why should it matter now, and why shouldn't it, as the waves beat harder, hard against us, until that's how we like it. I'll break your heart, break mine.